She got the diamond and a wedding band. I got the boy, and she got the man. I got the first kiss, and she'll get the last. We each got
the entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden today announces a quadrupling of tariffs on Chinese-made electric vehicles.
The White House says they need to do this to protect key American industries from cheaper Chinese goods that they say could wipe out the competition. You have Janet Yellen, who's warned that China has enormous capacity to produce these goods that can shift global prices.
China is now simply too large for the rest of the world to absorb this enormous capacity.
And that they are flooding the market with artificially cheap goods, which really harms Americans.
ABC's Selena Wang. Cy Versus Candela pleaded guilty to ramming a rental truck into metal barriers outside the White House in March of last year. Candela admitting he was fueled by Nazi propaganda. He'll be sentenced at a later date. An independent monitor declared that the Albuquerque Police Department is now in full compliance with reforms ordered by the Justice Department 9 years ago. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Memorial Day is nearly here. Time to fire up for grilling season. Head to omahasteaks.com for the Memorial Day sale with 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off grilling favorites like tender steaks, beefy burgers, and much more. Plus, use promo code QUALITY at checkout to save an extra $30. Their unconditional money-back guarantee backs every purchase. At omahasteaks.com, use code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher. June up the 75-cent limit to $21.26, July up 33 to $20.23, August up 20 to $19.74, and September up 6 at $19.57. Cheese markets, barrels up 6 to $197.25, 40-pound block steady at $198, one trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3.75 to $3.02.75, one trade. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 1.5 to $116.75, three trades. Dry whey steady at 38.5, five trades on the day. Late session profit taking and the lack of any type of cash markets pressured the live cattle markets yesterday. Meanwhile, feeder cattle, though, were mostly higher due to strength in the midday boxed beef prices. Hog markets, meanwhile, mostly lower on the day, even though the midday carcass price was higher, but it was skewed by the $8.50 jump in belly prices. There was also little cash interest in the market, and that pressured hogs. June live cattle down 57 cents to 175.57. May feeder cattle up 57 cents to 239.37. May hogs down 27 cents to 91.45. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher. Now, it's too wet in southern Brazil for the bean harvest, too dry in central and northern Brazil for the safrinha corn crop, but some rain is in the forecast for some of those areas. It's too dry with frost and freezes in portions of Russian wheat country, and there's still reports of corn stunt disease in Argentina. There also could be some areas here in the U.S. that are still too wet for spring planting. New crop corn up 1 to 4.93. New crop beans up 6.5 to 12.12 1/4. May wheat in Chicago up 24.5 to 6.70 1/4. Minneapolis wheat May up 36.75 to 7.45. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 418, June 421, July 424, new crop 438. Cash beans 1145, June 1150, July 1150, new crop 1127. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 440.5, June 442.5, July 440.5, new crop at 443. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash and June corn 442, new crop 443. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and June corn 419, new crop 438. Cash beans 1141, June 1144, new crop 1137. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 432, new crop 438, cash beans 1126, new crop 1127. Red Wing Grains cash corn 447, June 450, July 452, new crop 448. Cash beans 1184, June 1188, July 1194, new crop 1154. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash and June corn at 419, new crop 438, cash and June beans 1146, new crop 1137. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 155 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 137 to 170, market cows 90 to 132, bulls 120 to 156, calves 200 to 960, beef steers 205 to 360, Holstein steers 162 to 250. Sheep markets, market lambs 240 and down, light lambs 255 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 70 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 135 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Huh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Uh-huh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 46. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms by late afternoon. Our high 72 with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We have come. Faith must be stronger than fear. For if true love is our destination, through every storm it must always be clear. The surest way to get there from here is to walk on faith, trust in love. Keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Farther on, beyond the shadows of our doubts, we will live where true love never dies. Though the road we must travel is uncertain, there is a truth in our hearts that never lies. It is by such grace we are bound to arise. We walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. Come on, walk on faith. When the valley is wide, everything inside is telling you to give up. Walk on
if she was standing there crying. Down in the
rocking all night, but don't you know, you got to get me to the church on the Cumberland Road.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up,
when to hold up,
know when to fold up, walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money
sitting at the table, there'll be time enough counting when the deal is done.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Kenny Rogers and The Gambler here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have a clear sky, temperatures low to mid 40s across the region. Going to be another nice day today. And we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Todd Gleason in our newsmaker segment, having a conversation about the planting for corn and beans and where we're at with planting progress. We'll have that with Todd here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. An agribusiness review does show interest rates and low prices squeezing farmers. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Rabobank's Rabo Research Team released its bi-monthly North American Agribusiness Review. The report analyzes market conditions and trends in North American agriculture. Roland Fumasi, North American Regional Head of Rabo Research, says interest rates are still squeezing farmers.
They absolutely are. Interest payments are definitely one of the contributing factors to a bit of pain in the farm economy right now, but that's just one aspect. The major commodity prices, corn, soybeans, for example, really, really well off the highs that we saw there for a couple of years. Those things combined are putting a lot of pressure on the farm economy.
He says there is one positive, though, that may help farmers withstand the downturn in prices.
The positive side of that is we know that farmers are coming into this period with strong balance sheets because we did have three good years, including one record year in 2022 in terms of farm income. So that's the positive side of it. Yes, they're going to be given a little of that back over the next year or two with these subdued commodity prices, particularly on the grains.
There was, however, some good news in the bi-monthly report.
Probably the most positive story that came out in our report was in the hog space. The hog industry has been struggling to be profitable and not winning that struggle for months now. But finally, the hog industry has returned to profitability. Exports in 2024 so far have been very robust, up about 10%. Mexico, South Korea, Colombia, Australia really leading those gains. You couple that with the fact that the hog industry has tried to pull back supply growth.
For more information on the report, just go to RABOAG. That's RABOAG.com. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail. And you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me."
Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 46. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms by late afternoon. Our high 72 with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a blacktop. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road,
take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Almost over and the summer's coming, the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band Fishing in the Dark here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures low to mid-40s across the region this morning. Well, six individuals were recognized by the Association of Women in Agriculture Benefit Corporation and the Association of Women in Agriculture for their notable contributions to AWA and the agricultural community recently. Recognized individuals included Jill M. Brewster, Tammy Vassen, Nicole Brogy, Ann Rundy, Charles Sarah, and Katie Katzman. So congratulations to those folks for being recognized by the Association of Women in Agriculture. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. The H5N1 bird flu outbreak continues to spread, with USDA now reporting positive tests in 42 dairy herds across 9 states. On Friday, the agency announced a new financial assistance program for dairy producers who have been impacted. I'll have the details after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit MysticLubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Over the last 10 days, 6 more dairy herds have reported a positive test for the H5N1 bird flu virus, with new cases in Michigan, Colorado, and Idaho. While the virus is not fatal for cattle, it can cause fever, reduced appetite, and a lack of movement. And most importantly, the virus leads to big reductions in the cow's ability to produce milk. Early data out of the Southern Plains saw infected herds losing between 15 and 25% of their total production while the disease swept through the barn. The cattle have largely recovered after 5 to 10 days, though research is still being performed on the long-term impacts of infection. For consumers, the impact on the milk supply has so far been limited. Milk from infected cows is being tested and destroyed by USDA, and pasteurization has been shown to break down the virus. So few experts expect this issue to move prices at the grocery store. However, for producers grappling with the historically high production costs of 2024, a 25% drop in milk production for 10 days can be devastating. And that's prompted the USDA to announce a new aid package with several different provisions to assist farmers with some of those costs. The program has two components, a $98 million financial aid package to support producers dealing with reduced milk production, and a monthly stipend for dairies to purchase and use personal protection equipment, or PPE. The financial aid package would cover reimbursement for veterinary costs associated with H5N1 infections, including supplies for collection and testing of samples. It would provide funding for enhancing biosecurity among both farm workers and off-farm suppliers, but the bulk of the funding will go towards an expansion of the Emergency Assistance for Livestock Program, or ELAP. The money would be available to farmers who have documented a production loss from H5N1 in their herd, even if there have been no mortalities from the infection. I'll have more details when we come back.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
In addition to the new assistance for dairy farms and their workers following an H5N1 infection from the USDA, the FDA has also announced an additional $101 million program that they will use to continue their testing of milk at retail locations. They've also said they'll continue to monitor the virus for any additional mutations. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Mama still got that sequin gown that she wore in 68. She taught her early how to smile that smile and wave from the parade. It took a whole lot of years and tears for a mama to finally admit, no matter how many stitches and pins, we'll be right back.
name on the back of her belt. She got a kiss on her lips for her man and no one else. A coyote's howling out on the prairie. First comes love, and then comes marriage. And I pray that someday I will find me a redneck girl. Yeah, give me a, give me a, give me a redneck girl. Give me a, give me a, give me a redneck girl. You got to give me.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 3.6 days suitable for fieldwork for the week ending May 12th, according to USDA. Planting progress was slowed as wet conditions continued throughout most of the state. The rain, though, was beneficial for wheat and alfalfa. Field activities included tillage, planting, and fertilizer application as conditions allowed. There was even some reports of some scattered hay cutting. Corn planting was at 48% complete, emergence at 8% complete, soybean planting 37% complete, emergence at 6% complete. Oat planting was at 68% complete, with emergence at 38% complete. 80% of potato acreage has been planted, and winter wheat conditions were rated at 85% good to excellent statewide, while pasture and range conditions were rated at 59% good to excellent statewide. Greg Dowd, President and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, commended House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson for including language in the House Farm Bill regarding the Class 1 mover. Thompson's proposal would restore the previous hire of Class 1 mover formula. The prior mover served well for decades, while the current mover has cost farmers more than $1 billion in Class 1 skim milk revenue and undermined orderly milk marketing. We're grateful for the inclusion of the language to require mandatory manufacturing plant cost studies to help inform future discussions on make allowances, Dowd said. The Federation also thanked Ag Secretary Vilsack and federal leadership for offering assistance to dairy producers as they meet the challenges of the H5N1 in dairy cattle. We look forward to collaborating with USDA and other agencies as we monitor and contain the outbreak and do what we can to help our farmers, Dowd added. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson did release a more detailed title-by-title overview of his farm bill proposal. The national sorghum producers say the chairman's been consistent in his messaging that the farm bill must be highly effective for producers, and by any measure, his framework makes some strides on behalf of America's farm and ranch families. The full overview includes many key provisions, like increasing the statutory reference price by 10 to 20% for all covered commodities in Title I. His proposal increases the agriculture risk coverage guarantee to 90% of the benchmark revenue and expands the maximum payment band to 12.5% for both ARC-IC and ARC-CO. It will also increase marketing loan rates for most commodities. National Sorghum and other organizations are sorting through the details over the next week. A draft could come out next week as well. And Thompson has markup scheduled for May 23rd. Rio Grande do Sul, one of the biggest soy and rice producers in Brazil, continues to experience intense flooding. France24.com says the region has been counting on a record harvest of over 22 million tons of soybeans, but extreme weather could affect 5 million tons of the harvest. Before the rain began, a quarter of the soybean fields were left to be harvested. Novo Bosa, president of a small farmer cooperative, says, in a year we've suffered drought and three floods, including this one, which reached levels we've never seen before. He also says farmers in the area cannot access their fields at all because they are under 13 to 16 feet of water. 15% of Brazil's rice was waiting to be harvested before the floods came, and the government has already announced plans to import rice to counter any potential shortfall. While a solar storm brought the Aurora Borealis to a large part of the U.S. and Europe, it also played havoc with farmers in the middle of spring planting. 404 Media says the storm broke critical GPS and precision farming abilities in tractors and agriculture equipment at a time when they're especially important. These outages forced many farmers to momentarily bring their planting to a stop. One chain of John Deere dealerships gave farmers a heads up that some of the systems in their tractors were, quote, extremely compromised, unquote. They said farmers planting crops while the precision equipment was compromised may face problems when they go to harvest. Nebraska farmer Kevin Kennedy told 404 Media that all of his tractors were sitting at the ends of each field and shut down because of the solar storm. Dennis Wolf of South Dakota said his equipment showed the tractor going in circles and the auto steer didn't work. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 46. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms by late afternoon. Our high 72 with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't rock the jukebox. Want to hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking. Baby's gone, so don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox. I wanna hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. A country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear George Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Yeah, don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
There's a new song in my life. Some may take love casually, but I know what is worth to me. I would count the steps from here to heaven. Every heartache I was given. Tip my hat and walk through fire to find shore. Scatter, drop old dreams and watch them shatter.